I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations says more than 150 civilians were killed during the first 2 weeks of April in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Over 600 innocent people have lost their lives since the start of the year. An estimated 6.2 million people have had to leave home, seeking shelter in tent cities. Helen Williams says World Missionary Press partners work in one of the main displacement camps.
We've got this dichotomy. It's like an ongoing conflict between God's word and the enemy. In one case, we've got violence and hopelessness, and yet God's brought in an opportunity for his people to flood that region with his word, and people are responding. Attendance and participation have increased, and more converts have received Jesus.
And as more states in India adopt anti-conversion laws, persecution of religious minorities is also spread. In Bihar state, less than 1% of people are counted as Christians. Yet a church planting leader there is working to spread the gospel among the unreached. To do this, he's asked Bibles for the World for help. President John Podaiti tells us,
he challenged me for a million Gospels of John to provide to his church planters and to support them, to equip them for their ministry.
Podaiti offered to bring 80,000 copies to a large conference the church planting leader organized in India. The attendees took all 80,000 within minutes.
They were so excited to be equipped in that way. We are really working hard now to fulfill their request for a million Gospels of John in this year 2023.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through Scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.